This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When we moved to Atlanta years ago, we weren't there a month until people started handing us books by a local Atlanta author and said, you need to read this guy. His name was Louis Grizzard. Now, Louis is now dead. But Louis was a writer for the Atlanta Constitution newspaper. He wrote books with unusual titles. My favorite title is Elvis is Dead and I Don't Feel So Good Either. Elvis is Dead and I Don't Feel So Good Either. He said he was at Point Clear, Alabama, which is just north and west of Gulf Shores, Alabama. Some of you know where Gulf Shores is. He was speaking to a group of South Central Bell executives. And at dinner, some of us were swapping stories about the Bear, Bear Bryant, Alabama's late great football coach. A gentleman who handled the advertising account for South Central Bell at the time was recalling when Bryant was hired to do commercials for his South Central Bell account. What the Bear was supposed to say at the end of the commercial was just this sentence, call your mama, call your mama, as only he could say it. But when they were shooting the commercial, he just ad-libbed a line that nobody asked him to say. Nobody told him to say this. At the end of one of the shots, he just said this, call your mama. I sure wish I could call mine. Call your mama. I sure wish I could call mine. The executive said we would have never asked him to do something like that, but it worked out perfectly. Another one of the Bell executives carried the story further. Soon after the commercial began running, my secretary said came in and said there was a customer on the line that said they had to talk to me right now. When I got to the phone, she said, are you the person responsible for the Bear Bryant commercial on television? He said, I sort of wanted to ask her how she liked it before I took responsibility for it. But he said, is there a problem? And she said, no, there's no problem. I just want to tell you a story. My husband and I were watching television the other night. We saw that commercial for the first time. We were so moved when Coach Bryant said, call your mama. I sure wish I could call mine, that I called my mother. Hadn't called her in a while, and I called her. And then I said to my husband, why don't you call your mother? And he said he would, he did, and they talked for 45 minutes. And the woman said this, my husband doesn't talk to anybody for 45 minutes on the phone, let alone his own mother. They talked about old times, how much he loved her and appreciated her. And the executive said, hey, thank you for sharing that story. What a touching story. And she said, I'm not done yet. There's more to the story. Less than 1 hour after my husband hung up from talking to his mother, she died. He never would have had that conversation with his mother if it hadn't been for Coach Bryant's commercial. Don't forget to call your mama. I sure wish I could call mine. I want to talk to you today about something far greater than forgetting to call your mother. Forgetting to call somebody you love, forgetting an appointment, forgetting some relationship in your life, as strange as it may sound to say that. I want to talk to you today what Jeremiah, the prophet of God, talked to God's people about. How that they were forgetting to remember God days without number. They were straying from the Lord, they were forsaking the Lord, and they were forgetting the Lord. And yet here's the thing, they were God's people. He had rescued them out of Egypt. He had done miraculous things for them in the desert, and yet they forgot. They forgot what the Lord had done.
If I were to ask you the question, what's the greatest sin you could commit against God? It would be interesting to hear the responses of people like you and me. May I suggest to you the greatest sin just may be this, forgetting what God has done in your life. That's it. Just forgetting what God has done. That's the essence of this message this week from Jeremiah 2. God bless you as you listen tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.